New year, new me. Just kidding. Exact same set of pajamas. Exact same vibes. I'm your host and producer, Emily Durham, and we are officially entering our fourth year of the show. Yeah. In about 2 months, it will be 4 years of the podcast. I feel like I should do a giveaway, like a celebration, a little something, something. I am just so excited, so grateful that you're here. I hope you had a great break. I know that I did, but it really gave me some time to get prepared for the upcoming quarter, the upcoming year. And I think I've made the executive decision. This is the year you and I make the most money we've ever made. Done. Manifesting it, said it. It makes it real. But today, I honestly want to talk about the 5 mistakes you are not going to make this year. All right. I'm not going to make them either. I just need you and I to be on the same page. I also have some content going up on YouTube if you're interested in more of like the productivity time management side of the stuff I talk about. I've been posting pretty regularly over there. And that's more about like how to be efficient with the work that you do, how to space out your days, how to feel more confident. And the Straight Shooter Recruiter, as always, is going to focus more on the career side of things. So that's the game plan. Before I do get into it, friendly reminder, if you enjoy the show, leave a rating and a review. But if not, I think by the end of this episode, you're going to like it, girl. you're going to like it. So sit down, get comfortable, grab a coffee, and I think it's time for us to talk careers. The first mistake that you are not allowed to make this year, because frankly, it's a mistake that I make almost every single year, is this whole mindset that you are doing your career alone and that nobody at your office is looking out for you, which gotta be honest, that's true. Nobody at work is truly looking out for you. But I always used to go into work thinking that the only way I'd be successful is if I was perfectly managing my career and perfectly managing everything, and probably was a symptom of some control issues. And then when push comes to shove and maybe you make a mistake at work, or you need a different perspective, or you need to, you know, talk something through with someone, you don't have anybody other than your parents. And I don't know about you, God bless my parents, but they don't work in HR. They don't get my industry. And I didn't have other people to have authentic, real conversations with and get feedback that isn't biased, especially when it comes to making big career decisions. So the first mistake that you are not making this year is you are not thinking that you are in this alone, which means this is the year of finding a mentor. I've talked about this literally for 4 years. If you don't have a mentor that does not work at your company, you are truly shitting the bed. Hate to report it, hate to let you know, but it's true. And there are probably amazing people at your company, and I don't want to take away from that, but think about it. They're always going to want to keep you at the company you work at. So if every senior person who's helping you grow, maybe it's in your public speaking skills, or they're reviewing your job offers or helping you negotiate, they're also operating in their best interest and thereby the best interest of the company you work at. You need to find a mentor this year that is in your industry and outside of your company. And it is so important you do that before February. And let me tell you why. Because right now is the busiest time season, or like time period, for people to look for new jobs. And I'll talk about that in just a second. But a lot of people get their year-end bonuses in January. They work for a couple of weeks. They put in their 2 weeks notice. They look for jobs, which means they are currently reaching out to everybody and their mother asking for a referral. Hey, do you know anyone who works here? And that's all fine and dandy. You know, hopefully they're listening to my tips and they have great relationships already. But if you reach out right now to identify a mentor and you have no motive, no objective, you're not necessarily using them to look for another job, you just want someone to build a long-standing relationship with, that's actually going to stand out a lot more than someone who's just reached out for a referral, and it's going to make you look a lot better. So now is the perfect time. Plus, frankly, a lot of workplaces are still slowly ramping up after the holidays and people have more time. Long-winded ramble and rant, but this is not the year of you feeling like you have to figure it out by yourself, and it's not the year of you exclusively getting advice from people who have the same company and CEO as you. Like, that's not what we're doing. This, like, is the year of, like, no longer, you know, using, like, filler words. Do you see how painful that was? And listen, I say, like, all of those filler words all of the time, especially in my personal life. But I actually had a really great mentor, ironically, who did work at the same company as me a few years ago. And I was delivering a presentation. And after the presentation, she came up to me and was like, you are a great presenter, but no one is going to take you seriously if you keep using filler words. And she was right. People did not take me seriously, especially when you're young. Like, if you are looking like you are under 35, for the most part, people assume you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I hope I look under 35 forever. But that is challenging for your career because you want people to look at you and see you as an expert, see you as someone to take seriously, a force to be reckoned with. And one of the ways you can really establish, I hate to say it, but that dominance at work and that credibility is through how you communicate and how clear you are, how confident you are. And I've got a lot of content that breaks down all of the different ways you can come across as more confident in the context of work. But one of the big ones is your filler words and how confident and concise you are when you communicate, especially in those professional settings. So this is the year where we are not using filler words. And just a little bonus, this is not going to be the year where the mistake you choose to make is apologizing for every idea you have. I do this a lot too. I'm not trying to pretend like I'm perfect here. I'm just telling you what I know works. If you have an idea in a meeting and you say, oh, sorry, I have an idea. Oh, sorry. Girl, why are you apologizing for having an opinion? Why are you apologizing for having good ideas? What's wrong with you? All you're doing is giving other people who probably already don't think you're super qualified because maybe you're young or you're early in your career, or much like me, you used filler words and maybe didn't speak confidently from day one. They're going to look at you and think, oh my gosh, even she thinks her idea sucks. She's apologizing for it. And that's not what we're doing. We're not giving people permission to treat us poorly in 2024. Send them to me if they treat you poorly. Mistake number four low-key contradicts mistake number one, but just stick with me. I don't want you to quit your job yet. Granted, if you are miserable, if it's impacting your mental health, get the hell out of there. Who cares? Job hopping is a myth. That's not a thing in 2024. I could probably do a whole episode on that at some point, but job hopping is like a boomer myth. It's not real. It's a way to like force people into feeling like they need to stay at a company forever. But remember how I talked about how everybody and their mother is looking for a job right now in January and February? Unless you are like really intentionally wanting to move to another company and you want a different opportunity, try sticking out your current company. Like if you see a growth path at your company and it's not driving you crazy, the thought of staying there, stay, because there's going to be more attrition, more people leaving your company, which means more opportunity for promotion. And not a lot of people think of that. A lot of people think of January and February as the best time to go external, find another job, hit another company. But stay with me. What if you stayed at the company you're at? Susie in HR quits and suddenly her position is open. You are now first in line because you have tenure there. Doesn't mean it's going to work for every single organization. You know how your company works and how much you can trust them, but it is something to think about. So don't rush to quitting just because it's January. Make sure you're moving, you know, into something you're excited to like move into and not running from something you don't want to actually be doing anymore. Mistake number four, and I have to hold myself accountable to this. I actually posted about this tip on TikTok and Sandra texted me and was like, girl, you don't even listen to this, which is true, but I'm not making the mistake and neither are you of working a lot of overtime. Sometimes, yes, you do need to go above and beyond and you need to work a little more. And honestly, especially when you're new at a company and early in your career, that's super normal. You kind of have to. It's how you put in your time, right? Like you don't wake up and automatically people look at you like you're a great, you know, employee, great thought leader. They know everything about you. You got to put in some blood, sweat, and tears there. But if you're finding yourself, frankly, like I was the last couple months of 2023, working 12, 13, 14 hours a day, ask yourself why. And then ask yourself this, what is my annual salary? Let's say it's $100,000 a year. Good for you. That is based off of a 40-hour work week. Let's say that 40-hour work week is now a 60-hour work week. Baby, you are getting paid way less per hour than you think you are. This is not the year of working overtime in order to prove that we are loyal to our employers. That's not what we're going to do. In fact, a lot of employers, although not all of them, will look at people who work 60, 70 hours a week and go, are you really efficient at the work that you do? Like, that's a real thing. I've heard it. Like, I see this all the time where people say, this person works 12 hours a day, but that's not 12 hours worth of work. Should they be working smarter? So really make sure, especially, you know, based on your company's culture, if you work in consulting or banking, they love every extra free hour you give them. But if you're working in tech, if you're working in the government, you're not getting brownie points at all. And if you are working in an industry that loves working overtime, ask yourself what you're truly gaining. Like, do you really believe these people are going to promote you because of your overtime? If you really believe that, amazing. If not, you're working for free, dude. Like that's ultimately what you're doing. And I just don't think that's fair in this economy. Okay, last up, Buttercup. Are you ready? The last mistake we are not making in 2024 when it comes to our career is making our jobs our personality. Oh, I know so many people like this. Honestly, I am someone like this. Someone asks me who I, you know, what, who am I? What do I do? I'm like, oh, I'm Emily. I live in Toronto. I'm a recruiter. How is my job a fundamental part of my personality? It shouldn't be, and it shouldn't be a part of yours. And if you take intentional steps to detach your personality from work, and more particularly detach the emotion that you have invested in work and all the emotional labor you pour into work, do you know how much more light and free you're going to feel at 5 o'clock every day when you close your laptop? Listen, I'm not there perfectly either. This is a work in progress. I cry about work once a week. It's because I care. And that's great. Love that for you. Love that for me. However, I want you to make this the year where your job is the least interesting thing about you. Pick up a hobby, invest in spending time with friends. Literally say verbally out loud to yourself every single morning, like affirmations and things that fill you up as a person outside of the context of work. Because let me tell you something, if your job is something you're really proud of and you love, it's easy for it to slip into the realm of it feeling like it's our personality. And then suddenly, God forbid, your company goes under and you get laid off. What does that make you? Like, if I wasn't a recruiter tomorrow, does that not make me Emily? No, it doesn't. Being a recruiter is just a thing that I do with the skills that I have as Emily, because that's who I am. And you need to do the work to reframe that in your mind so that you're not having anxiety over the weekends thinking about work, so that you don't get Sunday scaries to the point where you feel like you're going to be sick. Ultimately, work needs to matter a little bit less this year. It really does. And if we learned one thing from 2020, it's that these companies will work you to the bone, even through a global pandemic. If you died tomorrow, you'd be replaced by Tuesday. These are the things you need to remember every time you're stressing out about a fucking typo you put in an email, okay? This is not the year we worry for free, we work for free, but baby, it's the year we ask for more money. I'll tell you that right now, that's what we will be doing. And maybe that's another episode of how we're going to make more money in the upcoming year. I love a fresh start. I feel like the new year is such a good time to realign on your priorities, on your goals, just get everything you really want to get out of the year planned out and thought ahead. And I think it's really important though to ground ourselves in the stuff we're not willing to do and what we're not willing to accept. And I don't know about you, but the back half of 2023 for me felt really stressful and I had so much burnout, and it was because I cared and still do care about everything so much all the time. You care about your work, you care about your friends, you care about getting that project done so you work overtime, you care about that. It's exhausting. It's exhausting to invest so much all the time. And that's why it's so important to set clear boundaries at the beginning of the year and what you're not going to do so that you can excel and invest in the things that actually matter. And I'm excited for us. I think we're going to have a killer year. Like, I am so excited for the content coming out. I've been really regular on YouTube again, so that's been lots of fun. As always, posting on TikTok and on Instagram. I really want to thank you guys too for being so like involved and invested in the show, because I had some exciting sponsorships from Airbnb last year that did really well. And that's all because you enjoyed the show and listened to the show. So thank you. And side note, I saw all of you tagging the Straight Shooter Recruiter podcast in your Spotify Wrapped. And that was just like the sweetest thing. It means so much to me. And I love the show so much. So also, wow, so many alsos. Why stop now? Let's keep the good times going. Don't forget, I have my little link in the description if you want to send in your questions. And I'm also going to be using the questions you submit in my articles for Canadian Business. So I'm going to be adding some additional articles where I answer your very real questions, obviously keeping you anonymous. So if you're interested, go into the description of this episode, click it, send in your questions. It's all anonymous. And I will definitely be getting back to you, because that's the stuff I stink and love. But thank you so much. Happy 2024. And I'll talk to you next Sunday, babe.